Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. For salad lovers, this is certainly high season. Every green you can think of is in the market and all the usual players are showing up in droves. In our opinion, there are no hard and fast rules for making a salad. It's all up to you and your creativity. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, one place our friends can stop at to really have some fun is making up their own salad dressings.
Sure, sure. Vinaigrette, I think, is one of the things that I think is often botched, even in restaurant scenarios.
Yep.
It's not an easy thing to accomplish correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of colloidal chemistry. Getting oil and water to mix in a seamless way is not easy.
No, it isn't.
I mean, we even buy these salad dressings in the store that are sort of oil and vinegar, and you shake them as hard as you can. And for a minute, they're slightly emulsified, but not really. I mean, the beautiful thing about a vinaigrette is it's not oily. It's creamy.
Mm-hmm.
And when made right and held together correctly, it's a really great dressing. And it's something that the possibilities are endless in terms of the flavors you can introduce into your salad.
In general, Jerry, are we talking about a certain proportion?
Sure. I mean, I think that people go with either one to three or 1-4 vinegar to oil. That's your call. Believe it or not, the 1-4 version, it counterintuitively is thicker than the 1-3 version, which is a little smoother and a little easier to toss. 1-4 gets almost into the mayonnaise world of really thick.
So this is one part vinegar to four parts or three parts
oil. Or whatever your oil.
Whatever, that's right.
So that's the first part we can talk about. You can introduce any oil you want. I mean, olive oil, especially extra virgin olive oil, is great and has incredible flavor, but may not be the flavor you want.
Mm-hmm.
There are a million infused oils like lemon oil, orange oil, all these great things out there.
Right.
That now it's a little bit of an arsenal to add into your vinaigrette. And also the vinegar, right? There's a billion vinegars out there that we can use. And I know it's maybe scary because getting this to really work is hard. But I think that one of the easiest vinegars to emulsify is balsamic vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly a very big favorite for many people. The other thing you need in this vinaigrette is to help it a little bit as an emulsifying agent. That's something that kind of gets the chemistry going between these two things to stick together.
Right.
Mustard is probably the best
one
to use. And in the classic sort of vinaigrette of red wine, shallot, mustard, and oil. Egg yolk is another one we use in things like Caesar salad and those types of things. If you want to really make the first one and really make it right, I would make a balsamic vinaigrette very simply with balsamic vinegar, some either chopped shallot or garlic, a couple tablespoons of mustard, and then slowly and surely whisk in some oil.
Mm-hmm.
The oil you choose, whether it's three or four parts, and you're going to end up with this beautiful creamy dressing.
How do you know when to stop?
Well, like I said, one to three or one to four, whatever you
mm-hmm.
choose. But you got to, it'll get all in there, and it'll be really interesting dressing. It's amazing.
What are some of the other things you can toss into it to give it a little extra dimension?
It becomes endless. Obviously, honey mustard vinaigrette is a great one, a good sweetness. I love using tomato paste to make a tomato vinaigrette, and
mm-hmm.
with confit garlic, that's pretty amazing. Things that are fun are just like any type of green, but you can also do vegetable salads, like spiralized zucchini and things like that. Make a great tossed salad for the summer.
It's great. Hey, Jerry, let's put some of these ideas on the website.
Yeah, we certainly will.
People can go look at them and try them out at home.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.